listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Police have issued a stern warning to Central Queensland drivers ahead of what is traditionally the deadliest weekend on our roads. 10 people have been killed across the central region this year, including a young motorbike rider who died south of Rocky on Monday night. While overnight, 2 people have been hospitalised after crashes in Gracemere and Emerald, while firefighters also responded to a car fire at Ogmore. Acting Commissioner Steve Golcheski says police will be out in force with drink and drug drivers on their radar.
People are on notice. We're going to be out there and doing everything we can to catch those that are doing the wrong thing.
It's a special day today for a group of Central Queensland locals. The Governor-General has announced 50 Australian Bravery decorations to recognise the courageous acts of 89 people. The group, which includes men from Billawheeler and Blackwater, is among them. They've been awarded a group bravery citation for actions taken after a front-end loader caught fire in Moura in 2018. And Michelle Landry has once again taken aim at renewable energy projects, this time over the strain they're having on local infrastructure. The Capricornia MP says the Clark Creek Wind Farm is one example where roads have been damaged and phone and internet capacity is being drained by construction workers. She's met with Squadron Energy founder Andrew Twiggy Forrest in Canberra discussing improvements to those services. We've reached out to Squadron Energy for comment. Let's update some local sport now. Speedway returns to Gladstone this Saturday for what's been called the biggest weekend of the season. The Harbour City Classic runs for 2 nights with sprint cars, speed cars, lightning sprints and AMCA sharing $100,000 in prize money. Jai Corbett and Ryan Newton are among those hitting the track, fresh from taking silver and gold at Sydney International Speedway.